In her book, Rising Strong, Brené Brown talks about how to arise after we have had a failure, a personal failure of some sort. How is it that we get back up and start over? And she wasn't just talking about in a personal life, but also in professionally, just in any way as a individual or as a group, how do we rise up strong each time? She's a fantastic writer, and she illustrates this in a beautiful way, but there's lots of steps to it. But one of the particular steps that she has in there, the acronym is BIG, B-I-G. And it talks about boundaries, integrity, and generosity. It really starts with the last one first. And let me just explain them first. So generosity is thinking generously of the person or the situation, that the person you're about to meet or are going to be involved, giving them the most generous possible scenario. St. Ignatius Loyola would enshrine in his spiritual exercises is that thinking well of everybody, thinking good intentions. That's generosity. Integrity, now I've never heard a definition so crisp and so clear before, and it's worth quoting because it's a beautiful definition of integrity. Integrity for her is the courage over comfort, choosing to do the right thing over that what is fun, fast, or easy, and choosing to witness your values and not just profess them. An incredibly powerful definition for integrity. And then the last one is really the beginning of it, is boundaries. And talking about how once you've done those, then it's appropriate to have set boundaries. And so what that means is that if somebody, you're thinking well of somebody, given the biggest amount of space, generous, you act out of your own integrity, you do what you know that needs to be done, and they still are mean to you or still say something untruthful, then you set new boundaries for them. That they are, in other words, you don't allow yourself to be just trampled on time and time again and get torn down. It just doesn't make sense. It's a wonderful way to articulate how to rise up from failure or indeed any sort of restart. Restarting anything. Why do I bring it up? Because I think this is a perfect way. This BIG is a great way to respond to the beginning of a new year. And for us, not only a new year, a new decade. And some of us have had, relatively good years, and some of us have had really hard years. Some people have had a really, really a tough year. Some of us, I know some of you have had a really tough decade, and you're ready for a new decade, and we're ready for a new, clean, new start. And this feast day of the Epiphany is that of the Christ to all nations, and speaks to this whole big and metaphor in this what happens here. So I have to break open this gospel to understand the connection. I'm going to use this big as a way to break it open. Now, first of all, we have to understand, everything in Scripture is loaded. There's rich in meaning, especially in Matthew's Gospel, because he constantly is referring back to the Old Testament, constantly trying to verify by scriptural reference who Jesus was and where he was to be placed in all of Jewish history. Now, just to understand the very thing that the Magi from the East, just understand what that means. That means the Magi from Iran. That's hard to hear, isn't it? This is where the Magi would have been from, would have been Iraq or Iran. They would have been considered complete outsiders. And they now come into Jewish land and they go to the king who oversees them. Out of general respect for the king. Again, thinking generously, of the king and says, you know, where is this newborn king of the Jews? And well, King Herod's going like, well, there's going to be a new king. Oh, really? Let's find out where that is there. So we know what his plans are. Later on, we hear what those plans are, is to slaughter everyone in response to that king being born. But the Magi are thinking generously. Now, you notice that what the King Herod does, he goes and asks, where is this newborn king? So he asks the prophets of the time, the scribes and the Pharisees. And so they said he's going to be in Bethlehem. Now, you notice that they don't follow the Magi to Bethlehem. It's only the Magi who act out of integrity and follow through and witness to what they actually proclaim. They want to come and offer worship to the newborn king. And so they take courage out of comfort and they go. And they travel to this tiny little town called Bethlehem. And they find the newborn king and they offer him king the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now, notice that in this is that they do not return on the way home because now they've reset the boundary. Why? Because they know they've been warned that Herod has not got good intentions. And we know the next story will be that he will slaughter every male child in the whole area just to try and kill the newborn king. So this idea that we have to have a big approach to rising up and starting up is important for us as we start a new year. This year is going to be a big year for us in a lot of ways. I mean, we're going to have to rise up and demand peace for our world. We're going to have to rise up, not just individually. We're going to have to rise up as a community, and we're going to have to rise up as a nation to demand what we believe is the truth and the light. I mean, we want to follow what Christ is, which is the light to all nations, and to bear the truth at all times. And that's what we promise as Christians. And that's going to take courage. It's going to take courage over comfort. It's going to require us to actually really act out of integrity and doing what we do. Now, we can think generously for people. But at the same time, we may need to redraw boundaries. We may need to call people out and say, that is not truthful. That is not where we want to be. It may be time for us to act in some very big ways as Christians. When Christ came, he came as a light to all nations, not just the Jews. And that's what Matthew made very clear. This is going to be a big year for us, one way or the other, as a nation, as individuals. And so in the bulletin, I put in something that I discovered over the Christmas break called the Pro-Truth Pledge. And I'd like to invite you to consider taking it. It requires just some significant responsibilities. It's going to require of us to act out of in some very big ways, integrity, generosity, and yes, boundaries. It will require us to own the truth, to be a light to the truth, to point the way to Christ, who we believe is the truth, the way, and the life. It's going to have to, it's going to call us to action. And some big steps are required of us. And so I invite you to not let this year be just another year, but to be a big year for us. One in which we set boundaries, we act out of integrity, and that we act out of generosity. But that we look to Christ as the way, the truth, and the life. The truth. And we look to him as a light for all nations this year and every year.